Hey, hey, come catch this wave with the Fix Squad. The Fix is in. I'm Mr. Soul, I'm tuning in. What you doing?
Got him. Look, real hip hop revealed that it fits. Pure, you can feel it in the mix. Finally stop pushing the culture forward, this is it. Proceed at your own risk. Got him. Beats, bars, and life, giving them truth in it. Screaming revolution with only a few minutes. My sentiments exactly everything that we do clutch. Another reason to turn the volume up. Sheesh, know what we stand on. Solid ground when we land. Say it's no use, the culture is out of hand. But not out of reach, we gotta stick to the plan. Dark days for the sunshine, and it good news, I'm proof that it's living. Yeah, revolving the art, the shot, go with it, keep it a beat, so the plot don't miss it. Welcome
to the city, stand up. James left, but the king still reigns here. No tears, no love lost, no rain here. Delivers, I promise, Santa rain here. Love for the city still resides here. Fix for your ailment, faith that resides outside the lines. Detox your mind, cause it matters. Art outside the box, we paste better. The fix is in, and we rock a channel. We rock with them for what's deep within. Expose those who talk but don't live. Expose those who talk but don't live. Take offense. Judge by the fruit from the tree. But if the fruit tastes like the streets, and money is the fruit that they speak, so tell me whose face do they see? Repeat. Take offense. Judge by the fruit from the tree. But if the fruit tastes like the streets, and money is the fruit that they seek, so tell me whose face do they seek?
Yes, sir. You're now tuned in to The Fix, your source for faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry, right here on Sirius XM, channel 154, Holy Culture Radio. It's your boy DJ Focus checking in.
Hey, and it's your girl, Dice Gamble in the building, checking on in on this Thirsting for the Lord and His Righteousness Thursday.
We don't want no smoke with the righteousness. You know, it's been that righteousness talk been out there lately, Dice. I don't want no smoke. Don't DM me. DM Dice. I'm good. Don't DM me. DM Dice. She want all the smoke.
No, listen, you're about to DM Jesus. Don't DM me. I ain't say it. You know what I mean? I ain't write it. I ain't say it. I'm just trying to follow.
Listen, I went back over that thread from yesterday, it's so many comments on there now. I can't even catch up. Yeah, I think it is. I think it was good to have some healthy, like I say, healthy dialogue, even if we agree to disagree on some things. Shouts out to Lecrae and D1. I pray that they, you know, also has, you know, we talked about it off air, but I pray that they got a chance to talk offline, maybe, you know, phone call or text in case they, you know, needed clarity on some things.
Yeah.
Just to make sure everything is good and it's no bad blood between them or nothing. You know what I'm saying? You hate for something like this to, you know, divide us. We don't need no division. We need all the unity, and we need to continue to grow and build on this side. So yeah, it was good just to see you know, the conversation. And I was wondering, I was telling my wife, I said, I wonder how the merch sales did yesterday for them. And, you know, sometimes when you have shock content like this, you know, you're able to sell some of that merch. And I ain't mad. I understand that's the world we live in, and you can capitalize off some, you know. I ain't mad. I ain't mad. I get it. It's a business.
I do too. Yeah, a little conflict sometimes raises awareness of things, and people, you know, start to support differently and things like that. And I do appreciate the conversation. You know, I already didn't just set my 2 cents on it, but it's all about God. That's why I'm like, I love that we had Thirsty Thursdays, but then we actually said Thirsting for the Lord, you know, and the scripture says, and His righteousness. So it's not just a regular thirst. It's an actual being in right standing with the Lord. So I do appreciate people having those conversations and that dialogue, because I think it makes people think about what they think about.
It does. And for anybody, it's a method to our madness. So yes, we do call it Thirsty Thursday. I know I tagged it that on purpose because I used to be a regular happy hour drinker.
Hello.
You know, Thirsty Thursday was like a happy hour tag for that yak half off. So yeah, you know, if you ever listen to our tag, we turning our negative into a positive. So that's why we still use it. And like Dice said, we using Thirsty Thursday as Thirsting for the Lord now.
Right.
No more that fifth of yak I used to thirst for. So that's why we say things like that. And it's for the culture. I think it goes into the ratchet and righteousness conversation anyway. It's kind of like, you know, our culture understands it. You know, listen, me and Dice can walk in rooms and listen, people just get us. You ain't gotta think hard. You know who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a good thing, especially when you talk about being able to go in multiple spaces, whether the boardroom or whether on the stoop in the trap. Yeah, we can go sit in the trap in the project somewhere. And yes, you know, 9 times out of 10, we probably won't be hurt, touched, or nothing. They'll embrace us. And when we know it's time for us to get up and go, we gonna get up and go.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Good.
Thank y'all for waking up with us this morning. Once again, you're tuning into The Fix. And of course, our mission is to expose the culture to positive but relevant music that keeps Jesus Christ at the center of the message. When I tell y'all this spiritual detox hit different, we're going to get my brother on the line today. And I've seen, like I say, he's so humble. He's in spaces that if he really wanted to flex, he could flex. But I see him move constantly. We attend the same church. And he's been doing powerful things, not only for with his band that he's a part of, the Red Hands Band, but also too as well. He's a talented musician, songwriter, composer. He does a little bit of everything with arrangements, with different performances. And he's on tour with some of the best to do it in music. Let's be very clear. So we're going to get our brother Kyrie Tyler from Red Hands Band on to talk about the Family Reunion Festival, to talk about, you know, the culture of gospel music and everything else dope he has. So yeah, keep it locked for that exclusive spiritual detox. And Dice want to take y'all to church today. If you know, if y'all don't believe in that Romans 12 and 2, Romans 12 and 2, I think it is. Yeah, yeah. You gonna know today with this transforming and transformation, huh, Dice?
Well, we're gonna get into it, you know. We should be changed, you know. That's what we're gonna get into. So that transformation piece is a huge deal in our faith, you know. I think that's something that the world really looks at to see our fruit, and that's how they kind of know, you know what I'm saying, like what God has done in our lives. So it's important that we're making sure we are showing that and talking about that and going through that process. Yeah, we got to change to go be in front of the Lord. I don't know if anybody knows. People don't talk about it as much, but God is a holy God, and there's an expectation, you know what I'm saying, when we show up that we've put forth the effort to even be in his presence. So, yeah, we're going to talk about that today. It's going to get real.
I thought it was grace. I thought grace was grace is sufficient. I thought you know, you got your Bible thumpers gonna come at you today. Dot, you ready? I'm ready.
Hey, trust me, I didn't make this up. You know what I'm saying? I didn't make it up. But we're gonna go through it. We are gonna go through the expectation of what transformation is. Like you said, what it is, transforming. You know, transforming our mind, all of it. You know what I'm saying? There's expectation. I think we get away from that.
We
find Jesus stay the same. No, ain't how that go.
No, it's not.
That ain't how that go.
And we definitely got to talk about the benefits of transforming too, as well. I think that's very, very key. So keep it locked. This real convo gonna be off the hook. Go ahead and text somebody, tweet somebody.
Go ahead
and tell them, yeah, they on again. The squad is on, and they on one again. Pray for us. Thank y'all for waking up. Listen, go ahead and take a little time. If you haven't already, I pray, let's continue to grow in our prayer life. Let's really go to the next level. I'm getting ready to go on a fast here soon, so I might open it up and just, you know, let everybody know. I like to let people know in case y'all want to go on your personal fast, you know, daily, 3 days, 21 days, 30 days, you know. So yeah, it's I think we're called to get back into a sense of really hearing from God, finish up this year real soon, strong. So I'm looking forward to, you know, just going on some fast coming up. So yeah, prayer is the key, y'all. I can't express it enough. Me and Dice will be a mess without Jesus. So if you ain't hearing from him clearly, you might be in some trouble, because, you know, we make all these moves we ain't got no business doing. And we get ourselves in trouble and be like, why, God? And then you be back in Proverbs talking about why you ain't listen. Heed to wisdom and discernment. So yeah, let's get to it. Come on, we got all these new bangers, Dice. We got music on the way from Friday. We also have, let's get some music on the way from, I'm digging this new Red Tips, Cam and Jake Soul. But right now, turn your radios up. New AHA Gazelle. Keep it locked. You're tuned into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
New videos, music, articles, devos, and more. Stay connected. Get the app now so you don't miss a thing. Visit holyculture.net.
Welcome back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix, your source of faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry. And let's be very clear. Y'all know what time it is. It's time for our spiritual detox. And listen, I'm excited. You know, when you get your brothers in here, man, who are doing powerful things in a lot of different ways, man. I promise you, my man is humble. I don't know if I was in his shoes, I would be as humble as him, because he can flex. He's in places a lot of people wish they could be in, and he's doing a lot of things that a lot of people would wish they could be doing. But listen, I'm excited because he has a festival that he puts on with his group every year, and this is the second year, and I'm excited, listen, to introduce a producer, a song arranger, songwriter, musician. I promise you, he got so many hats. He does it all. The one and only Kyrie Tyler. What's going on, brother?
Yo, what up, family? How you feeling, man?
Man, I'm good, man.
Yes, sir. Yes,
come
sir.
Come on, talk about this family reunion, man.
Ooh, we here now, man. We here. The Family Reunion Festival happening tonight here at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, man. It's going to be amazing. It's our second year at it, and we just excited. We're going to do what we do.
Talk about the importance of being able to have some event like yours at the historic Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. What does that mean for you?
It is everything to me, especially for me coming up, how I came up. A lot of people don't know, but I came up in the foster care system. So to be able to do an event, give a scholarship out to someone who lived the same life that I live, it's priceless, man. It's priceless. It's beautiful. And just to be able to partner with a brand like Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and for them to, you know, partner with us and have the heart to, you know, actually use their platform to push the gospel, it's beautiful.
I didn't know that. I didn't know you came up in the foster care system. Can you talk about that and what that, you know, we like to highlight overcomers. So Yeah. You didn't allow for that to dictate what your future was. Can you share with the people a little bit of that?
Oh, yeah, 100%, man. So my mother was in foster care system, and okay. She had me, and I was just born into the home. Wow. And, I was like the youngest out of like 22 people in one house. And, yeah, I was the baby. Everybody used to just protect me.
Wow.
And but it turned into a blessing because my foster grandparents, as you would say, they were pastors. And that's how I gained my foundation in who I am in Christ. So, yeah, that's how I came up.
One out of 22 in the house. Wow. That's amazing, man. I want to salute you, man. And definitely shouts out, man, to you, man, really growing a real relationship with God. What was that? How early did you know, like, no, this Jesus thing is for real, like, for yourself?
Oh, man. I got to be honest, you know, like, when I'm a kid, so it's 22 of us. Everybody's older. I'm the baby in the house. And, you know, even though my grandparents were pastors, that don't mean all of these kids were, you know. So some of them had, you know, gold chains, gold teeth back in the day. You know, you had the gold
bling,
gold. You was everything. So, you know, like that, as a child, you see that stuff and be like, oh, man, I want that, man. But then later on in life, that stuff fades. You know what I'm saying? And those particular people, you know, would leave the house. I just grew up in the house. Some left, some came. But my uncle Kenny, McKinley Glover, he became the pastor of the church, and that was like kind of the start of my foundation in music and just learning who Christ is. But as far as learning who Christ is for myself, I would probably say I was like 12, 13, you know, and I'm honestly still on that journey. Sometimes I have to reflect and be like, you know how you say stuff out of habit? It's like, yeah, you'll say stuff out of habit just because, like, I heard my grandma saying this when I was yay high. But after a while, you kind of figure out, like, maybe I don't have the relationship I thought I had. Maybe I have a relationship through somebody else.
Mm.
So as of recent, and this is just me keeping it 100, like, I've been being more intentional with my relationship with Christ, not the relationship that I had through somebody else with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a beautiful journey. I love it.
That's good. So talk about this music journey. So, like, you know, I heard you say your uncle kind of introduced you to music,
mm-hmm.
but when did you, like, get into it to the level you are doing it now? Like, let's be very clear. You've been on stages, man. You've arranged for a lot of big names. Feel free to say whoever you want to say, but, like, when did you know, like, no, I could really do this on a professional level? People are really going to fly me out and pay me to do the thing that I do.
I would probably say I was 19. 19 is when that switch flipped for me, like, oh man, I wanna do this. I wanna do this for a living. And I've been grinding at it ever since.
So talk a little bit about everything you do, because a lot of people don't know, you know, absolutely. They know about Red Hands.
Yeah,
but
yeah, yeah.
Talk about everything else you do.
Oh, man. So I work with a variety of artists from Usher to Khalid to Jay-Z to Beyonce. The biggest gig that I got right now is Red Hands, though. So that's what it is.
No, talk about the importance of that, too, as well, even balancing that, because you're right. Like you said, you work with some of the mainstream artists, but you still take the Red Hands band. That's your baby. Mm-hmm. That's what you're a part of. Speak to the importance of doing balancing both.
Yeah. After a while, you know, you get tired of I wouldn't say you get tired, but, like, I had to come to a point where I have to build with God. I have to build what God put inside of me. You know, I can't always build what God put inside of others. So, it's very important to live out the calling, live out what he's put in me to do, and really put my best foot forward in that, just like I will put my best foot forward in anything else, you know? Mm-hmm. I got to take it just as serious as I would take any of these other artists that I work with.
Talk about y'all sound, because I think you guys have a very unique sound. It's not too churchy, but it is churchy, but it still gives that rhythm, that hip-hop type feel. For those who may not have never heard your music,
yeah,
speak
yeah.
about your sound.
It's definitely a mixture
yeah.
of everything that I was raised and that all of us were raised and grew up on and listened to. Like, what I love about us is, like, it's just like a big pot of gumbo. Everybody was, you know, raised differently. Everybody listened to different music, everybody, all of us love good music, and we just kind of mixes it all up from soul to R&B to funk to gospel, and you know, we just tell our stories on top of it.
Talk about the importance of not staying in that box, because I have to believe that some, you know, when you guys first started, maybe y'all was getting some kickback of people not really in the church receiving you guys for who you guys are. So speak about y'all being bold and saying, you know what, no, we're going to create the music that we know God has called us to create.
And that's what you just said. That's what it is. We just had to come to a decision to really put our best foot forward in what we know God gave us. And, like, really push the envelope, like, hey, this is what God put in us to say. This is what God put in us to do. And we're going to chase after that. We're not going to chase after the trend. We're not going to chase after what's comfortable. We're going to do what God put in us to do and let him do the rest of the work.
If you could change one thing about church culture, what would you change?
Judgment.
Ooh.
Judgment. It's a little bit too much of it. It's, And I'm speaking directly to church culture. It's we're really judgy. Like mm. we're really judgy. We don't forgive our own. We hurt our own. Honestly,
mm.
it's kind of sad, but we're not a reflection of Christ sometimes, and we really I would say we should change judgment. We cast too much of it, and it scares people. It scares the people that we're trying to chase after and grab. And that's not what we're called to do. We're not called to beat people up. We're called to love on people. And your love should, your love, the love of Christ should shine through you and make people want to get to know what you have inside of you. That should be where the change should start. But if you're beating people up all the time, you know, you beat somebody up, they're afraid of you now. They're not coming back. So I would say that's one of my biggest things, man. Kill the judgment, man. Do more loving.
If you could pick two artists from any genre, dead or alive, outside of your boys in the Red Hands band, to form another group, who would you pick? I'm gonna give you producers too as well. So yeah.
I'm gonna give you top two, Prince and Prince.
Oh, it's gonna be funky. It's gonna be real funky.
It's gonna be Prince. It is going to be Prince. Prince at 25 and Prince at 27. I pull a lot of inspiration from him. I just love his, again, like a trendsetter. He didn't follow, like, this is what's popular. This is what the industry says you should make. This is the type of music you should be making because this is a hit. He just always went after, hey, this is the music that I love. This is the music that I feel is great. This is the music that, you know, is coming out of me. and he always went after it. You know what I'm saying? I respected and loved it.
Listen, Kyrie, I appreciate you coming through, kicking it with us. Tell the people how they connect with you and following you on all your social media platforms, man, as well as please introduce one of y'all bangers.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So you can follow us everywhere at Red Hands Band. You can follow me personally at Kyrie 90, and that's K-H-I-R-Y-E 90. And then one of the bangers is No Worries, featuring our brother Jermaine Dolly.
Keep it locked. You tune into The Fix. You know The Fix is in.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And we back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix, your source of faith infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry. And it's time to get real in these streets, hun, Dice. We got one for him today on this Real Talk conversation. We're going to talk about transforming, and transformation. The three T's, Dice. You just want to bust them upside the head today, huh?
Hey, we're going to get right. You know that song, Get Right, Church, and Let's Go Home. Get right, church, and let's go home. Get right. Listen, old school people had this right. Why are we up here making up new stuff? Like, they had it cut down to the basics. Like, you need to change, you know? We wouldn't even be talking about Christ if change didn't matter. That's it. Like, he just knew. God knew. I need to see a change in my people. And it's not just a physical change. It's not just a locational change. It's a heart change. And so it's super important that we go through God's transformation by the power of the Holy Spirit so we can overcome so many things in life, get our mind right, get our hearts in the right place, you know, be able to receive the blessings that God has for us. And I think this is something in our transformation journey as Christians that we do not push enough. Like, we friends with Christians. Okay, you Christian. What church you go to? Okay, we'll do. Oh, you listen to music? I listen to. Okay, amen. Says, okay, bless God. All right, hallelujah. So we do all this. We do the formalities. We speak the Christianese. You and I both know, Focus, right now we could call some people to say they're Christians, and you and I both know they're not changed. Ain't a piece of transformation that happened in their life. They only picked up a title. Oh yeah, I'm a Christian. That's not enough, you know? And so, I mean, it's not enough.
It's not enough. And so I struggle with this, Nights, because I'm not perfect. No, don't get it twisted. I am not perfect by any form of fashion. Forgive me. But I do struggle with, we talk about it all the time on this show, on believers not wanting to change and continue to chase what the world tells you to chase. Now, don't get it twisted. Absolutely. You know, I am not one to tell you, you're supposed to be broke, believe in, you know, having everything you can have, as long as you do it God's way and you're paying your tithes and you're sowing into people and you're giving to somebody else outside of your household. I'm a firm believer of sowing and building up communities. So yes, do all those things and get all you can. But some people too caught up in being worldly to where, you're right, they don't sacrifice the renewal of the mind for the transformation process. And I think we have a lot of believers. It's a difference between being in a struggling to change and just flat out not change. And I think a lot of people are, I hate the term gray area. Like they're using this little gray area to say, no, it's okay because such and such is doing it, or this and this. And I'm like, no, it's not at all. Oh, they saying it,
Dice. Like this. Who?
They talk reckless, Dice.
Not me.
They talk reckless.
That's bad, Focus. They need to quit doing that. I mean, I just think that. Go ahead.
No. One day they will. I don't know if it's going to be today, but one day.
We have such a sovereign God. Our God is so great and just worthy of everything we do all day. And the sin that was washed away on the cross and the price that was paid for that sin is too much. It's too great. And as soon as you have a revelation of that, we are to walk in repentance. God, whatever way I was before, you can just have all that. Because obviously I had no idea. You know what I'm saying? I was just out here doing what I wanted to do, when I wanted to do it, how I wanted to do it, not even thinking about the repercussions that were happening to me internally, but how I was actually affecting other people. So your idea of wanting to be like the world after you've given your life to Christ, as a double-minded man who is unstable in all of his ways or her ways. And that's all I'm trying to say is like, true transformation, you will see the fruit of that. That's why we judge by the fruit. It's the fruit of the Spirit of God. Not if you made this come up or you got a new mansion or you got a new job, you know what I'm saying? Or you got a new BBL or whatever that looks like. It's the fruit of the Spirit. That's how we judge our brothers and sisters. And it's very easy to, and we should be righteously judging folk. Don't get it twisted. Those of you like, oh, y'all shouldn't be judging people. Yes, we should. Bible very clear about that. There will be a judgment for all of us one day.
Facts.
But I need to know if you are in or out. And the only way I know if you're in or out is I got to seek the Holy Ghost. And God going to show me if you truly are a Christian or not. And if we because we can't walk together. We can't create a business together. We can't get married together. We can't even be friends. You know what I'm saying? It'd be like me having a whole bunch of friends who want to go out and cheat on their husband. I can't hang out with you. I love my husband. You understand what I'm saying? From his head to his toe, that's me. Don't get it twisted. And y'all can't even be my friends no more when I find out you like that. I can't trust you. You done show me your fruit. I know who you are. And I'm judging you. Yes, I'm judging you. Christian or not. So it's like, this is what we're called to do. It's hard for people to do because people want to be liked and accepted so much. But Jesus wasn't accepted. Jesus wasn't even liked by everybody. You know, we were talking about disciples the other day, and actually it was about 72 disciples, to be honest. We only talk about the 12, the ones with the most whatever. But Jesus was constantly bringing people into the fold and saying, hey, I need y'all to repent. Let me tell you why. You have to have some type of turning away moment of your sin, some revelation that what you have been doing, that ain't right. You know what I'm saying? There has to be a rebirth. So that is why we commune with God. That's why we really lay it all at the cross. And salvation is what we get in exchange. And that's what I'm saying is like, I remember my grandmother say, hell is real. Like you can keep acting like you can go around without any repercussions, any type of judgment, treat people the way you want to treat them and think that God is okay with that. Go ahead. One day you're going to find out. And hopefully it ain't when it's too late. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, once saved, always saved. I've heard this a lot, focus, and it kind of bothers me at times because I'm like, you're going to have to manage that salvation. You're going to have to manage it in a way where you act like you mean it. You know what I'm saying? Like, this ain't a, okay, thank you, God, I'm out of here. I'm going to still go back to do everything I used to do, how I used to do it with Johnny Joe and them, when I wanted to do it, just totally being dismissive of the moment that we had together where you gave me the revelation that you are all I need. So, yeah, this transformation thing for me is huge. Like, I can't even imagine. I've heard your story. Like, bruh, this world would be wrecked right now messing around with you.
I'm so grateful he got a hold of me. I'm so grateful he got a hold of me. I want to put some scripture on what you just said that last time.
No,
definitely got to bring that Ephesians 4:22 up. And it reads, and I'm reading from the Message Bible, to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires. And to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self created afterwards in the likeness of God and in true righteousness and holiness. That is key. No, all of it. I mean, all of it is important. All of it is relevant. We continue to say we're going to pick this cross up every day, but we don't hold ourselves accountable to change. Once again, I am still in my fitness journey in my faith. Let's be very clear. I rolled past the place the other day, Dice, and I can get free. I failed. I rolled past that chicken place, and Lord knows I didn't roll past it, and I rolled past it, and yet, long and behold, I pulled up in there. I said, "Yeah, please give me a 3-piece of biscuit and some honey, and get out of my way." No, I don't want no soda. No, I ain't gonna do that. Give me a water, because I'm already I got this 3-piece of chicken. I got this biscuit, I need some honey.
All right.
So what do I need to do? I need to hold myself accountable. No, I do. I have to hold myself accountable. What am I doing?
Yeah.
I went out. I usually get my yard. Praise God. I got a few dollars over my lunch money.
Okay.
I usually get my yard maintenance. I called the lawn care guy that does my work. I said, don't come this week. I got my butt out there and I cut my yard.
Oh Lord!
Because I said, you know what? I said, you know what? If I'm gonna go and indulge in them three pieces of chicken and that biscuit, at least I can try to burn it off. Because I know I did wrong. So that's me holding myself accountable of doing wrong. Now, I can't keep doing that. Because to be very clear, to Dice's point, I got a big yard. I almost passed out when I got through. Lord, I said, Lord, why did... Lord, but God was showing me. And I believe God was pleased with it. Because he's like, all right, you failed me. But you know that you need to burn that stuff off of you. And I'm still going to go to the gym, too, as well. I didn't go yesterday when I ate it. But I will be going today. So let's be very clear. I'm going to go out today. I'm going to make sure I hit the elliptical and that other machine I like. I forget the name of it. But that elliptical, I'll be getting physical on that joke. And it's another machine. I'll be working my legs out and working my abs out because I need to continue this fitness journey. So hold yourself accountable is very key when you talk about everything that you're doing. And the transforming process, because yes, I need to transform this body. I'll make sure next year I ain't gonna be no ifs ands, but they're gonna be talking about 50 who.
Listen, I'm with you on that 50 who. God is just reverse aging over here, and I'm here for it. Jesus is very clear about change. You know, Matthew 4:17 says, "This is Jesus talking to a crowd of people." Turn to God and change the way you're thinking and acting because the kingdom of heaven is near. And he wasn't saying like, oh, y'all about to die. He's saying like, I'm here. This thing about to go down and I want you to get it. I want you to receive the blessings that are on your way, but I need you to change where you are. And I wanted to bring up the transformation definition, just the basic definition. It's a thorough or dramatic change in form or appearance. A process by which one figure, expression, or function is converted into another, okay, that is equivalent, but more important and respectfully differently expressed or represented. So it's like, you need to be showing up differently. That is the expectation and transformation, and you know, and through your process of transforming, people should see a difference, God should see a difference, and you should feel a difference. And if those three things ain't rocking right, then obviously you out of pocket with somebody. Either you in the wrong place with the wrong people and you got the wrong God. Okay. So you need to figure out what is really going on. Like you should be changing. And here's the thing. Some people are like, well, I don't feel a change. What did you do today to affect change? Like, how did you intentionally change? Like you're saying, maybe I got to stop drinking the soda. Maybe I got to intentionally stop, you know, buying the snacks. Like, you know what I'm saying? Maybe I still have a craving for them, but let me stop bringing them in the house. You know, maybe I need to stop, you know, drinking as much, smoking as much, doing drugs as much. I'm still struggling. And this is something that people don't get. Like, just because you come to Christ don't mean you're not going to have a temptation or you're not going to struggle trying to transform. People think that's why I don't come to God because I don't want to be perfect. It's not about being perfect, but there is an expectation that you will look different than you did yesterday, last year, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. That is the idea here, is to transform into what God desired you to be versus what you desire to be. That's how we give all glory to God, and our life is just a testament to his grace and his mercy, and it's just a life of worship, you know, unto our creator. So we got to change.
Please change. DJ Focus, yeah. Dice Gamble. We got to go to a quick break. We coming right back. Don't touch that dial. Keep it locked. You tuned into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
Holy Culture Radio is operated by the Core Link Solution, a 501c ministry dedicated to empowering people to reach their potential. If you feel led to contribute to this mission, visit www.holyculture.net/donations.
Welcome back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix, your source of faith infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry. We're talking about them three T's today, you know, transform, transforming, and transformation. You know, I love what Paul said. You know,
what'd he say?
Paul was cold. Everybody, you know, always refers to different passages that he wrote. And one thing that was very powerful to me, you know, he always talked about the power of transformation that comes from one source and one source alone. And that source is God. The message of the gospel is foolish to the ones who are perishing, but to those who are saved, the power of God and his word is more powerful than anything we can ever think of. And when we tap into that source, that's when all the resources are released. And I know in what is it? By 1 Corinthians 1:18, mm-hmm. It says, "For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to those who are being saved, the word of God is very, very powerful." So yeah, we need to continue to tap into the source, and I think that's why we push all the time. You guys notice, you guys been listening to us for a while. Every Friday after the winter prescription, as we closing out. Mm-hmm. What's the first thing we say? We say, where are you going to get some word? Where are you going to eat at this weekend? Because if you ain't going to eat, how do you start transforming if you ain't eating? If you think you are the most smartest theologian out there, you a fool. Even theologians have conversations with other theologians to continue to build their word. So if they who have doctorate degrees and all type of seminary trainings and have wrote all type of books about God, about understanding spirituality and religion, if they are still being fed, why y'all think y'all can just sit at home on the weekend and not go get no word, not be a part of a ministry where you're learning? You need to be in life building classes at your ministry too as well.
No,
you do. We're talking about being transformed. Like, how do you... So here's the thing, and I love always using this because everybody gets it when you got to work. So you okay with your working relationship because you know it pays you money. But what if I would tell you this relationship that you need to build and be transformed into with God can bring you not only money but everything? When you talk about your health, when you talk about your relationship with your spouse, with your kids, when you talk about generational wealth and leaving that for the next three generations up under you, when you already in heaven, it all starts off with that relationship with God. But if you won't even get your butt up and go be a part of some ministry, there has to be a Bible-based church somewhere in your local city that you can pull up to where the pastor has integrity, the first lady has integrity. You can learn from them. You can build from them. Oh, and by the way, you could transform lives too as well. Because who's to say God doesn't have a gift that he wants to use out of you, but you keep sitting at home and you ain't even using it? So the transformation process, like you said, I love you brought up the three, you know, the transform, transforming, right, and transformation. Mm-hmm. What if all three of those God wants to use you to do that in somebody else's life because you're mentoring them, because you're discipling them? You might be the only person that you can pull up on a Sunday, on a Wednesday Bible study or whenever it is that you're relatable. You look like them. Maybe it's the way you dress or a car you drive or you work at a business that they would love to work at. You could be the one to help disciple them and help. God will use you to help transform them. So not only is it this individual thing, but it might be a gift that God wants to use you at too as well, that I think sometimes selfishly we don't even look at that because we only care about ourselves.
Ooh, mercy. Well, focused on spit that word for today. Y'all need to go ahead and hit him on the Cash App, the Fix, Dollar Sign the Fix radio show. here's the thing, Focus. There's an expectation for us to change. And I think that my experience in this life, 80% of the people I've met don't want to change. But God expects you to change. Like, this is the crazy part, you know. Forget the fact God's talking about every day I'm making stuff new. He throw the sun down, bring the sun up, but really he just slinging the earth around. You know what I'm saying? And we're not falling off this ball that's flying through space. You know what I'm saying? Like, he is, but still he gives us new breath, new strength, new life every single day. There, he already set the standard that you should be evolving and growing and changing. And there's a command for us to put off our former man and put on the new thing that God has given us. We are called to be renewed by the spirit. I mean, called to be renewed in spirit by transforming our mind. Like, we have to think differently. That is the whole point of this thing. Like, be transformed by renewing your mind. And that's Ephesians 4:23. You have to change your attitude, your thoughts, you know, what you're doing, why you're doing it, how you're doing it. These things are all included in you transforming, being transformed, and in the transformation. But here's the thing. Ephesians 36:26 says, "And I will give you a new heart and a new spirit. I will put this within you. I will remove that heart of stone from your flesh and give you a new heart." Okay, so it's like God is trying to give you new. Like, I want to give you new. He wants you to be new. We can't count how many times. 2 Corinthians 5:17. "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a what? New creation. All that old stuff is passed away. Behold, you're new." You know what I'm saying? So it's like, God already set the standard. I expect for you to change. Okay? I expect for you to change. Why? Because Jeremiah 32 says they're going to be my people and I'm going to be their God. Okay? I'm going to give them that one new heart, that new way. You know, they're going to be with me forever. Like, God is clearly saying, you can't be with me the way you was. It's not going to work like that. And if we truly love God, here's the deal. Some people don't love God. You know, it's so funny because I keep hearing, who's it, Erica in the back of my head? You don't love God? Mary, you don't love God? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? Like, life is only life in Christ. That's it. And so some of you guys really need to be praying Psalm 139. Search me, oh God. Search my heart. You know, saying, try me, try my thoughts. And if there's anything in the way, any grievous way in me, please take it away and lead me in the right way. Like, you got to learn to pray for the new too. We're talking about transformation. Like, ask everything of God that you need. This is crazy for me, folks. Like, you'll meet people and they sick forever with the same thing, the same thought, the same pattern, the same habit. And I'm like, stop making my God look weak. I'm tired of that. You made that up. God will give you whatever it is you're looking for, whatever it is you desire. But have you really asked God? Have you sought God? You know what I'm saying? Have you really tried God? God wants you to be new. Now, God ain't going to sit up here and be like, nah, I need you new. I need you to change. I need you to fix that. And then he ain't going to give you the power to do that. So it's like, that's another reason why we need the Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Ghost for these three T's. Just transforming, transformation.
Transforming, transformation.
And in the middle of transforming, it's uncomfortable because here's the thing. There's no change without conflict, and there's no conflict without change. And I learned this early on in my journey. You're going to shake up some things within yourself. God is going to shake up things in your world, in your household, in your business, when it's time to change. But there will not be change without conflict. Even you having conflicting thoughts about changing. Even you like, man, I don't know if I really want to do this. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. But if you want to see a change, you have to be ready to deal with that conflict, you know? And when there is conflict in your life, that means something has to change. So if you've given your life to Christ and you're like, man, God, this ain't changing. It's something you got to change. You got to change. So it's like, it goes hand in hand. And yes, folks, I say it all the time. It's easy. It's easy once you wrap your head around, God wants this for me. That's what you tell your friends. Hey, why can't you go to the club with us? Because God wants a different life for me. It's really easy. Hey, how come you can't wear them clothes no more? You don't want to buy... Yeah, God wants me to dress differently. You know, why don't you hang with us no more? God wants to give me new friends who have the same mindset and who going to protect me. But, you know, making sure God has a fence and a hedge around me. You know what I'm saying? And they're going to pray for me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah, God wants different for me. And when you start to put it all on God, because it's God's story, you know, like your past is his story. That's why it's a testimony. It's his testimony of what he's brought you through and what he's brought you to. And so it's not about you holding on to your, oh man, I messed up, you know, having all these regrets, I screwed up and you got all this guilt and shame. It's like, no, we done gave all that away on the cross. God made me new. Even if you got saved 5 minutes ago, you need to run up on a person that you just cussed out. You know what? I really need you to forgive me. I just gave my life to Christ and I realized I shouldn't have done that. And I'm a new person. And listen, watch me. Because God is changing me. And every single day, I'm going to become new, newer, new, and newer. Watch me. Because I'm focused now. You know what I'm saying? And just keep walking in that. So it's like, yeah, it's easy focus. That's why I'm like, man, everybody out here making it so hard. And I'm like, y'all the ones making it complicated. So if you want to see a difference in your life, if you want God to show up differently, if you believe in God for transformation, he will do it. You just need to ask. Lord, yeah. Transform me. I want to be changed. Yeah.
Make your way back to God sometimes. Ooh, some of y'all got to make your way back to him too as well. It's okay. I'm going to give you a couple books to read too as well. I think that would have blessed your life. Dr. Daniels has a book out. It's called Your Purpose is Your Calling. Mm-hmm. And that speaks to what I was talking about when I gave the example of you could be holding back your calling by not being transformed by renewal of the mind and getting in ministry and being a part of ministry. So that way your gift can be used. Remember, your gift is not for you. No way. Your gift is for somebody else. You got to stop being so selfish. Your gift is not for you anyway. It's for somebody else. So yeah, pick up that book from Dr. Darius Daniels. I think it will help you with understanding transformation of renewal of the mind when you talk about divine leadership as well as being a part of ministry. Another book that I think is really good, Winning the War in Your Mind by Craig Seeger. That's a really good one when you talk about thinking. I would argue transformation, a lot of people struggle with transformation because they're not thinking properly. They're not managing their thoughts properly. They're not feeding their spirit the proper things so that way they're not thinking of stuff that's going to keep them stagnant, lazy, in that procrastinating spirit. You got to read more things that will edify you, empower you, equip with God's help. So, yes, find books that will help you because they help me. So I'm not telling you just to tell you. I'm telling you from experience. I tapped into a whole new life. I started thinking differently when I just started educating myself and just reading other resources outside of the Bible. Absolutely. Read the Bible every day too as well, but you should be feeding your spirit different things that will help you grow too as well to take you to that next level, because that's what transformation is about, getting better, growing.
Well, we would be remiss if we didn't mention Joyce Meyer's Battlefield of the Mind. I'm glad you brought those books up. Please, please, if y'all need those books, folks just rattled off, go get them, download them. Like, this man, he's been through it. I have too. Like I said, if you need to go get Joyce Meyer's book, please go get it. It's important to take control of your mind, and it is your thoughts, because we are what we think we are, you know? So it's super important to go ahead and change that up. And then we need to begin speaking that transformation focus. We can't get out of here without talking about that. Like, you have to speak those things that are not as though they were. Very, very powerful, because the Bible already told us power, life, and death are in the tongue. So the thing you're saying, even if you're not feeling it, you have to start confessing it, because your words have power. God created this world off of words. And God said, let there be light. And it was so. He made us. We get to do the same thing. We get to create our life. I am healed. I do receive that. I am blessed. You know what I'm saying? I am delivered. And you have to start confessing that over your life, the life of your children, the life of your business. And don't play games with the devil. You understand what I'm saying? He has no power. He's powerless. But as soon as you realize that, that's when your transformation will begin. So I pray that you guys rejoice in the Lord always, as Philippians 4:4 says, because I promise you, that is the thing that brings me joy every day, is when we get on here and we get to actually chat about transformation and what's happened in our life and who transformed us. So God is the number one transformer. If y'all went and saw the Transformer movie, trust me, it ain't your boy, Optimus Prime. It is Jesus Christ.
Listen, we got to go to a quick break. We're coming back with closing thoughts. Keep it locked. You're tuned into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
And we back. DJ Focus, the Dicer, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix, your source of faith infused hip hop, R&B, and poetry. You took him to church today. Come on, talk about it. Transforming and transformation. What you know about that?
I mean, I know a lot about it. I mean, like I said, shout out to Pastor Helen Music. She's like the number one original transformer, you know. But the Bible's very clear about transforming by renewing our mind every day. You know what I'm saying? Because we're going to be tested. That's why we have to transform. So, you know, some people are like, hey, why I got to change? Why I got to change? God loves me the way I am. He loves you, but there's an expectation for you not to stay the same, you know? So I just think we needed to go over, you know, the beginning, the middle, and the end, and what that really, really looks like, because God desires our heart. And there's no way we can change and have the spirit of God with the peace, love, joy, you know, and everything if we stay the same, you know. So Jesus just died on the cross for us, folks. What are we talking about? He didn't die because he didn't have nothing to do that day. It was like we were all about to be wiped all the way out because of our lack of repentance and turning to God. And so, look, listen, Jesus, he loved us so much. He knew. He was like, look, they're going to need a little bit of power to do this. But there's an expectation that we will repent of our sin, turn and walk with him and experience new life. That's the expectation. So that's why I said it's funny to me how sometimes we use the scriptures we want to use, and then, you know, that's it. That is absolutely it. So nah, we got to change. Understand what I'm saying? We got to change into what God wants us to be, you know.
No, we do. And I'm glad we talked about this today, because this is important when you talk about the benefits of changing. When you change, there's new opportunities, there's new blessings and new doors that God will open up for you. And a lot of times we don't even realize it because we don't want to change. So we won't be exposed to what God really wants to, you know. He's sitting up there like, I'm waiting. You keep reading that word every day, but at some point you ain't ignorant no more. You understand now. So when you gonna bust a move and change? I need to see you moving forward with stopping and trying to fight, you know, some things, maybe some temptations, some sin that you're caught up in, or just knowledge of. We talk about, I always use the analogy of being a parent. Listen, we always teach our kids to get better in every area of their life.
Yeah.
But then we become adults and we think we can stay stagnant and we don't need to grow.
Oh Lord, he talking to one of y'all today.
No, I will. Let's be very clear. So we talked about the transformation process for me and you getting ready for the Stellar's basketball game.
Oh, man, come on.
I put a picture out there. I don't know if people saw it, but I put something on social media just to encourage. And I thought about it twice, because at first I wasn't going to put it out. But then I said, no, let me put this thing out, because it might encourage somebody. So I went ahead and put a picture of the previous year that we were up for a Stellar nomination that we did not win, compared to this year, to show the me losing weight. And everybody was, you know, hearting that thing, man, keep going, keep pushing.
Telling.
Talking about the benefits of transforming. It took me to stop putting that fork in my mouth. All these Reese cup bars.
Ooh, Reese cups.
The Lord knows I love a Reese cup. And we almost got into a car crash the other day. We was talking about Krispy Kreme riding past that light on.
Man, come on now.
That light on, you get in a car accident. Let me over. Stop it. I'm stopping traffic. Let me over.
Thanks.
The light on. So, yes, we had to transform so we could be prepared to be in the best shape we possibly could be when we got on that court. Because, yes, to your point, it's been years. We've been years removed since we played ball on that level. So, yes, had to get back in the gym, shooting around, playing the whole nine, running, exercising, coming down 65, almost 70 pounds I lost. Yeah, come on. Yeah, you got to put the work in. So, yeah, I said that to say it's benefits in it. And now, once again, up and down. But I'm motivated to get back and continue to stay because, I want to play again next year too as well. And if God says so, I'm going to be 60 more pounds lighter.
Come on
next
now.
Year.
What is you going to float off? You can't lose 60 more pounds.
I can. Yeah, I can. Yes, I told you. I told my wife, Slim Thug coming back. Slim Thug coming back.
No.
Yeah, Slim Thug. Because I might want to get up and dunk one time. I get up and dunk one time. I'm walking off the court. I ain't never got to play a day again ever. Listen, it could be the first play of the game. I'm going to sit on the bench. I'm good. Bishop Sapp, play whoever you want to play. I ain't got to play no more. At this age, if I get up and dunk, that's the best point. That's the only 2 points I need.
Oh, my goodness.
And I can't do it if I got weight on. But if I'm light, it might be a riser.
This is a mess. Lord Jesus. No, listen, I love it though. No, your transformation is absolutely amazing. And I'm just proud of you. I love seeing you push. And we got to do that physically, mentally, like you said, emotionally and spiritually. Even though you're older, even though you're a parent, you still should be growing and evolving into what God has called you to be. So, I mean, it was tough. Trust me, some people probably wanted DM and all that, but it's the truth. We are to change and to be changed, you know, by the changer.
Facts.
And that's Jesus. Yeah.
Shouts out to our brother Kyrie Tyler from Red Hands Band.
Yeah.
How good was that? He's a super talented musical director, keyboard player, owner of Black Suit Music. And he's on tour with Beyonce right now with the Renaissance Tour.
That's
He's the music director for the whole tour. I just want to get that in y'all's spirit.
Because
he humble as sweet potato pie.
Right.
I know he going to be like, Focus, you ain't have to say, yes, I do. Because people need to understand. I love the fact that he brought up, no matter if he's doing anything with any mainstream artist, his best and his most important thing that he does is Red Hands Band. He say his band, his group, his brothers that he's been building with for years and been doing music with for years, that trumps everything. He say, no, I'm going to show up to that before I show up to anything else. I'm going to make sure I give everything to my brothers, to the band. That's number one on my list. And that speaks volumes. Once again, I will tell you again, he is on tour currently now with Beyonce on the Renaissance Tour, musical director. Let's be very clear. So, yeah, right now as we speak, he probably in Perea somewhere. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, ain't no telling where they at. You know, yeah, Beyonce can go everywhere, you know. So, yes, for him to be humble to say, you know what, I can be in the mainstream space, but I still do my gospel, hip-hop, urban gospel band, which, like I say, I call them the roots of gospel music because they keep it all the way funky. They got the R&B, they got the hip-hop and the gospel all infused in one. Mm-hmm. If you have never seen them perform in person, you are missing out.
Right,
the Family Reunion Festival was amazing. They do it every year. This was the second year. I was blessed to be there. The performances were crazy. You had Gene Moore there. You had Shantae Can there. You had Deidre Haddon. You had Anita Wilson, Red Hands Band. Listen, choirs were there. Tim Bowman Jr. It was phenomenal. So for them to put on that festival every year and just show that, listen, Red Hands is not just, you know, want to put out their music, but they want to showcase other people in this space at a high level. So I want to salute them. And I definitely want to shout my brother out. He is super humble. He's super humble. He's teaching me something new on humility, because if I had a few of them numbers, I don't know. You'll have to talk me off the edge. You can't say that on the air. Yes, I can. I can call such and such. They dare me. I call them right now. I'm just joking.
That's funny.
Yeah.
You gotta use what God gives you. You know what I'm saying? But Red Hands is awesome. Here's the thing. Kyrie's awesome, but anything Red Hands is just ridiculous. And I really appreciate him coming on here, because I think his audience is ridiculous. It's probably grown by, like, I don't know, billions by now.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? By him being all right, being in a different space like that. It's like, man, people research you, find out who you are, and now they listen to your music all because you weren't afraid, you know, to go be you. So I love that.
How good was that Unplugged? I know we talked about it, but that we were there for the Unplugged Stellar Week in Vegas.
Yeah.
And just to see, you know what I'm saying, them up there jamming, and see Kurt Franklin hop up there, Jonathan McReynolds hop up there, Lena Bird Miles, and just get in and just sing whatever song they were singing. They were just singing with them. We talk about unity, and I saw it that night. So it was good, because we always talk about it, Dice. But to be able to see it and be there and enjoy it, it was breathtaking for me.
Yeah, no, it was something that it won't be duplicated. And I'm listening here, like, every single time we go, I want to go. I want to make sure we're over there, you know, because it was just like the stuff you see on TV, you know, and it was an experience. So it wasn't just music, you know what I mean? Like, having all those greats in the room and then just the mic getting passed, and then the music is just, it's just phenomenal. You know what I mean? So I don't know, man. I will never, ever miss it. And any of you who are going to the Stellars, please make sure you go to the everything live, everything open mic, everything, you know, Unplugged. Please show up, because it's a special experience to have all of those people in the room at once. Okay. Okay, I'm trying to get one of those microphones. Wait till my project drops.
Listen,
just throwing that out there.
Listen, you better throw it out there. You better get up there. I'm going to say, listen, Dice available. Get up there.
Grab my mic.
You better take care of your business.
Pass me the mic. Turn it up.
Oh, my goodness. Please turn it up. Listen, we got to get out of here. We appreciate y'all rocking with us. You already know what tomorrow is. Music heavy, the winning prescription. Come on and tap in with us. We got 10 new bangers to talk about. And come on. We're going to have all the new music that's dropping tonight. We're going to definitely put some new music in rotation. As always, remember to stay focused on turning your negative into a positive. Jesus Christ is always the answer. Kingdom advancement should always be the goal. The fix is in. We out.
Peace, y'all.